Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John is turning 49 this month, but the countdown is on to 50. Things he needs to do before turning the 5-0. A little bit of a bucket list, if you will. And people have submitted some of the stuff that they've done before milestones.
Sure.
Ticket Texter said, a friend of mine is trying to visit 50 countries before he turns 50.
Oh, wow.
John, how many countries would you have to get to this year?
To hit 50? Let's see. I've been to Canada, Mexico. I've been to Japan.
The United States of America counts. That's 4.
Yeah, that's the extent of my list.
So 46 this year. You get only 46 countries you got to visit to hit that. Texter says you have to
go see
the pyramids or Machu Picchu. Grand Canyon is on this list.
Yeah,
from a Ticket Texter.
I want to see the Grand Canyon.
You've never seen the Grand Canyon?
Nope.
Wow.
I've seen it from the air, obviously, as they tell you, hey, we're going over to the Grand Canyon.
Well, you definitely should
go do that. Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised that he had. I've seen it.
Yeah, I would love to go there. I mean, I love the national parks.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, for not this year, but the following year, when the United States turns 250. Lisa and I just had this conversation the other day. We want to be at Mount Rushmore. When that happens for the 4th of July. So putting you on notice right now, I'm taking vacation.
You're taking the time. You're not asking.
I'm going to pull a Jim Costa. I'm taking the July 4 week of 2026 off.
Tom, you get that? He's working so far ahead as he can on these schedules. But Ticket Texter says, get a tattoo. You already have one, but he says, I waited till I was older. He said, I thought it would look crappy. I waited till my 50th birthday. Don't wait. Dan Downriver says, don't wait on a tattoo.
I've got tattoos. But now I've got to figure, maybe this is something that we throw out there as well. I've got the 4 oldest kids, because people have asked on Twitch before when they see my tattoo, what the one on my forum says, it's the 4 kids' names and it's an ambigram.
But now you got 5.
But now I got to get one with Teddy, because I got the Block M, got that at the Rose Bowl when we played there in 98, 97 season. So yeah, I want to add to it.
Let's get to the phones. Bill in Gibraltar. I think this is a good one for John. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
John, when I was 49, we set this up because it takes a year to set up. But for my 50th, we went to Alaska. My dad, I, my brother, and my son, and went fishing for the whole week.
Oh, wow. Where'd you go in Alaska?
Okay, you want to go on the Naknek River. It's rated one of the top rivers in the world. Mm-hmm. And we were catching 50, 60 salmon a day and anywhere from 8 to 10-pound rainbows.
Oh, and so what time of year did you go? I'm guessing summertime?
We went the last 4 days of July and the first 3 days of August. It gets up to a whopping 64, 65.
Beautiful.
It doesn't get that cold. There's only about 3, maybe 4 hours of nighttime. You can walk right out from this lodge. And when I say lodge, it's really just a shed on the tundra. And you walk right into the Naknek River and just trout fish 20 hours a day if you want.
Are you casting or are you fly casting? Or what was the style of fishing?
We did both. We did a lot of fly fishing on the Naknek. Now, when you watch the commercials for Alaska and you see the waterfalls with the grizzlies, that's called the brooks. We actually fished that. That's part of that tributary. And that's kind of where you use the casting rods.
How many grizzlies did you see?
It's like stray dogs in Detroit.
Oh. That sounds amazing.
I've had them. The one day we had them within 15 foot of us. We didn't see him, and he got in behind us.
Mm.
So, but yeah, we saw probably 80 to 100 in a week.
Wow. Now, how many pairs of shorts did you take?
Not enough. I'll tell you that. But that's the one time, well, like I said, when we had the one come with a 15-foot, I told the guide, I said, you know, he'd have ate you before me. I said, because my meat soiled, pal. So you were the one that was going to get it.
There you go.
Bill, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Alaska is definitely on the bucket list. I don't know that that's going to be one that gets done before 50 as I look at the year ahead and just, you know, I don't know that that's going to fit into the schedule. But I'll put that in my 50s.
In your 50s.
Yeah.
So you're not afraid of the grizzly bears. Are you afraid of sharks? Ticket texter says swim with sharks in Hawaii.
Not going to do it. That's one. Nope. Not going to do it. Not at all. I don't even like fish. I don't even like swim. I like fishing in salt water, but I don't like swimming in salt water.
Do you, when you swim with sharks, like, are you in,
you gotta be in a cage?
You're in a little cage, right?
I like, think, yeah.
Okay. That's yeah. Cool.
Would you do it?
I'm not scared of the sharks in a cage. I am scared of like scuba diving.
Yeah.
It's the breathing for
Once
me.
Once you are thinking about breathing, you're hosed.
That's what scares me.
Yeah. No. I'm. When you're in.
Yeah. I think yeah. I'm already thinking about it. Like, I'm kind yeah. of like.
Get a little anxiety.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No, that's their environment and I don't belong.
On our honeymoon, we were going to scuba dive, Kelsey and I.
Yeah.
And the rest of the boat was just going to snorkel, right? You have a couple drinks and you're floating on the surface and you're looking at the fish. We were going to scuba dive. We're going to be, and they're going through all of the tips and we're learning on the fly. They didn't, like in a movie, what? They didn't take us to like a hotel pool and teach us. We're like
don't
learning.
Don't they have to?
Apparently not. We're learning on the ship.
And where is this at?
This is in Hawaii.
Oh, so it's in the U.S. So it's got to be a regulation.
Yeah, you would think so. And we're going through it.
I don't think
it.
You can drink either.
Well, if you're like, not if you're going to
Yeah, you don't want to go down
diving,
drunk.
I don't think.
No, but you can if you're snorkeling. Like
yeah,
on
I
the
know,
surface.
But not scuba diving.
So yeah, again, we're sober. We're learning. We're okay. taking this very seriously. Okay, here's how you breathe. And we're doing little tests. And I was feeling a little uncertain about it. Because again, you're in the ocean at that point. And Kelsey at the last minute goes, yeah, I don't feel comfortable. I'm not going to do this. I'm like, oh, what a relief. Yeah, I'm going to stay with her. I don't want her to be alone. So
yeah.
Uh-huh. Had to be a good husband. Yeah.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Jeff and Royal Oak, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, do all those cool things when you're 49, when you're 51. But around your 50th birthday, I got to put a huge plug for a 50th birthday party. Most amazing thing. You get all your buddies from forever before. Get all your kids' friends. Do something that everybody loves fun. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I'm going to put a plug for Foaling. Could have the party at the Foaling Warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Could have bring food in, could have drinks, and then everybody had a ball throwing a football at bowling pins. And I mean, the young, the old, everybody loved it. And you had all your friends, whatever, a huge plug. That was the most amazing party I ever had.
The 50th birthday is like the thing, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest birthday is your 50th, right?
Aside from 21.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We were, when Doug turned 50, his wife had organized the party in Ann Arbor where we were going to be on those, it's one of those, I don't know what you call them. It's like a, there's a driver, so they're steering around,
like a
but
pedal
then,
bar?
Yeah, the pedal bar. Yeah.
Or whatever they're called. Yeah.
Yes. And as we approached the pedal bar, I picked the perfect seat. It was the one where the pedals were frozen. And so I did zero work and everybody around me, like we get to the end of the night and everybody's like, man, my legs are really tired. I'm like, yeah, mine too, you know? And then as we're getting off, everybody noticed that the pedals were frozen and I didn't do a damn thing.
Just along for the ride.
Uh-huh.
We got Nolan. Nolan, you're on 97.1.
Yeah. Appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to comment on, something John should do. You mentioned swimming with sharks. My wife and I, on our honeymoon, we were in Bora Bora, which is far away, and we swam with sharks with no cage. And the way it worked was we went out on a boat to where the water was dark blue. You couldn't see the bottom. And our tour guide told us to get in the water, and he threw like a bucket of chum in the water.
What?
To attract
awesome.
The sharks.
Great.
And we had about 70 black tip sharks out of nowhere just all of a sudden show up, and they're about the size of like a German Shepherd. And he said, you know, you don't have to worry about them. They're not going to do anything. The only thing you need to worry about is if they swim away, that means you need to get back in the boat because there's a bigger shark nearby.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not getting into the shark infested waters with chum around me.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy how quickly it attracted them too, because you got in the water and you didn't see anything at all, and then as soon as that blood hit the water, they were everywhere.
And so, was there a moment where they disappeared?
No, it was fine. No, okay. They swim right up to your face though, within like 2 feet, and then they veer away.
Yeah, that's
good on that.
Yeah, no, yeah. When their teeth are bigger than yours, no, I think that's a good rule to live by, so that I do make 50. He must not. I mean,
got a death wish?
Yeah, getting to that 1 year anniversary was not a priority for them.
John, I'm curious about this one because I think you'd like this. You'd appreciate it. John, this is from Dennis in the Clem. Go visit and tour Normandy, France, and the beaches.
I would like that. I'm a bit of a history buff.
Yeah.
I've watched the Band of Brothers, I don't know, 20 times, and I have listened to the whole series as an audiobook. Really enjoy it. So yeah, that would be something that I would love to do.
Keep the ideas coming. 248-539-9797. John will turn 49 later this month, and then the countdown to 50 is right there. What does he need to do before he turns
Check
to 50?
The box.
Yeah, get to it.